Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Stephen Poulton, who's Chief Executive Officer at Altus. How are you today, Stephen?
Doing very well, Zach. Good to speak with you today. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We are speaking the day after your announcement regarding your Diba project in Western Mali. Could you run us through that, please?
Be delighted to. So, yesterday we basically announced the results from metallurgical test work on the Diba project. The primary purpose for this test work was to see whether the sulfide portion, the fresh portion of the ore body, was amenable to leaching, specifically using something called carbon in leach technology. The results came back very positive, with an 86% recovery, sort of decent grind size, which indicates that we can indeed mine that portion of the ore body.
Right, and in terms of what you were expecting and what came out, what's the relationship between those two particular numbers, let's say?
Well, there's two elements to that question, I guess. The first portion is you can either have a refractory ore body or a non-refractory ore body. Effectively, there's a bit of a grey area between, but mostly those are your end members. This shows that the ore body is non-refractory and therefore is amenable to mining and leaching and gold extraction. The recovery is high, close to 90% is a very decent recovery for the sulfide. It also means that the oxide material that goes through through that same circuit will recover around about 98% of the gold from it, and that's half the ore body going through at 98%. Those two numbers are in themselves fantastic, but also it means that the current PEA, or preliminary economic assessment that we announced just a couple of months ago on the project, developed an $85 million net present value. That assumed 80% recovery for the gold from heap leaching. And this study has shown that, in fact, actually we'll get 95.8%, I think it is, recovery from heap leaching. So that's an immediate 15% improvement on the gold recoveries, which will generate more than a 15% increase in the net present value of those ounces. So straight away, we have a very decent upgrade that we expect to the PEA to come from that. But much more importantly to that is that we can now model a much larger gold mine. Currently, we have around about 400,000 ounces at this project, and we previously were modeling less than 200,000 ounces going through the mine. So I think that has obvious implications to the net present value for this asset. Altus itself trades at a valuation currently of only about $55 million US dollars, and if this asset then has a triple digit multi-million dollar valuation, people can connect the dots on that. But I'd stress that this is just one asset out of nearly 20 assets that we have in our portfolio across Africa. Other assets in the portfolio, even just in Mali, we have a project called Tabakroli. Our joint venture partner is earning into that. They recently announced a resource of nearly 1 million ounces on. So we are flying very much under the radar on the AIM market. And yesterday's announcement did see us get a little bit of reaction on the stock, which was great to see. But we do believe that a company such as ourselves, with our portfolio of projects, specifically in gold, and where the board own nearly 20% of the company, and we have other shareholders quickly taking us up to 76% of the business held within maybe six or seven hands, is a fantastic proposition, and one that's really not very well known about.
So you are a mining royalty company. Could you tell or explain to people just how that works compared to a normal mining company?
Love to. What Altus is trying to do is capture what we think are the two sweet spots in the mining sector. And the first sweet spot is making a discovery and generating a fabulous return for your investors who take the risk with you in undertaking exploration and making that discovery. The second sweet spot in the mining sector is to own the cash flows from producing mines without actually having to physically operate those mines. And a royalty is effectively the same as you might have on a music record. And what we have is that each time that the mine produces an ounce of gold, in this case, we will get a share of that revenue stream without having to undertake any of the work. So those two sweet spots require you to have a fairly dynamic and large and diversified portfolio, which is what we've been building at Altus for over the last decade, quietly. And we do genuinely believe that if you can have exposure to the potential uplift from discovery and the exposure to cash flows from mines, you really are capturing the two best bits of the sector without having to endure what are quite challenging periods for companies as they put assets into production through all the various technical studies, engineering studies, and obviously then the build phase, and where companies take on some considerable debt. So yeah, those are the two sweet spots. There's not many companies that are doing this, I'll be very straightforward and say, perhaps because it's not the easiest way to have an existence. It's quite a challenging business model to run, but once you have it running, it works very well. There's another company in Canada called EMX running a very similar business model. Their market cap is near 300 million. And there's another company called Altius Minerals, again, a bit of a bigger company, again, still further, who started a bit before us. Same business model. And I think they're doing sort of $80 million a year now in royalty revenue, which goes to show where these companies can go if they're managed appropriately and they're successful in executing the strategy.
But it assumes that your skill to be a mining royalty company is to identify the best new opportunities in terms of whatever resource is under the ground.
Yeah, you have to be quite ruthless in dropping opportunities that you don't think will ever make production, because ultimately you're just wasting your shareholders' time and your shareholders' money. And in a situation where the board of the company are 20% of the shareholder register, they are somewhat aligned to make sure that no time and money is wasted. So you do, you're absolutely right. You have to be ruthless. You have to focus on projects that you think will make commercial viability. And that integrity and honesty in approach is critical to the business model and does ensure that you are constantly focusing your energy and your time and your money on what are the very best opportunities and constantly seeking to grow your portfolio. And that part of the story and the hybrid nature of our business means that you are effectively running almost an ETF for discovery and cash flow in the mining sector. Rather than having all of your risks on one asset or one jurisdiction, you have your risk diversified, in our case, Altus, across six countries in Africa and across 20 assets and across five or six different commodities. And that is also one of the intrinsic benefits of this approach.
Stephen Poulton, CEO at Altus Strategies, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.